Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
My name is Marcus Kame. I'm the head of the International Security Program at the German Institute for International and Security Affairs.
What are the key areas of interest for Germany in the Arctic?
There are three main priorities for Germany when it comes to the Arctic. The first one is international trade and maritime security. So it's a general interest in the free transit routes through the Arctic and the rule of law being applied to these transit routes in the Arctic. The second one is the environment, the protection of the species in the Arctic and other things which are related to environment. And the third one are the natural resources of the Arctic and particularly for Germany, energy security.
To what degree is Germany acting in the Arctic as a nation state, and how much is their policy being enacted through an EU framework?
Germany is not an Arctic power, so to speak. Therefore, it needs force multipliers, meaning international organizations and institutions bringing Germany into the Arctic. That could be, at least theoretically, NATO, but which is not the official position of the German government. That could be the Arctic Council, in which Germany enjoys observer status. And that could also be the European Union.
In the wider context of overall German foreign policy, what role or importance will Arctic policy play as we look to the future?
Given the developments in the international system, I think the Arctic enjoys only a little priority for German foreign policy. Given the recent developments in North Africa and the Middle East, this will be one of the priorities of German foreign policy. The European neighborhood foreign policy, meaning the relationship to the Ukraine and Russia, to those states bordering the European Union but not becoming member states of the European Union. And finally, maybe the rise of new powers in the international system, meaning Brazil, Russia, China, and India. This is of particular concern for Germany.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.